And so let's keep this bubble of love and move into a meditation as we prepare for the Cryon channel. I invite you to close your eyes and place your hands on your heart area. And in this posture, imagine that you are hugging your best friend and convey those feelings that you have for your own best friend. What is it that this best friend allows you to feel when you are thinking of this best friend? What feelings of love do you have for your best friend? Allow yourself to receive the reciprocal energy that's being transmitted to you from this best friend back to you. For a friendship is a two-way communication. There is the love you send out and the love you receive back. And in this instant, we want you to know this best friend that you are thinking about, in whatever form it has appeared to you, is really you. For there is a oneness in all things where we are all connected. There is no separation at the soul level. So this best friend that you may see in your mind's eye is another expression of your soul self, the soul family. And it is wonderful, is it not, to receive and send love to your best friend. And so we ask now that you remember this moment that you can return to at any time to hug your own best friend. We encourage you to do this on a daily basis. And now you may relax your hands and welcome in the beautiful magnetic master, Cryon.
Do you think sound is sacred? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I said sound. I didn't ask you about music. We have discussed that before. I am here to discuss raw sound. That is frequency that your body then recognizes as sound. And it starts to open a big bag of discussion. But first, let's talk about the obvious, what a human hears, what a human senses with sound. Music, as you know, is something directly related to that which is from the other side of the veil. And we have talked about this before, the sonorities, the beauty, those things which soothe you when you hear them, or make you excited when you hear them all together. They're part of a musical experience. I'm talking about sound. There are the ancients who actually began by looking at certain sounds that they would hum or sing that actually, to them, changed something about how they felt. Later on, when the technology got better, you could generate sounds. So they were actually tones of certain frequencies, not music. And there was the discovery from those shamanics that certain tones, when presented to the body, did certain things. Others came along and validated that, not scientifically, but esoterically. until you had a whole series of sounds, sometimes as many as 8 or 9 or even 12, that when presented alone and purely on their own, actually did healing in the body or affected consciousness a certain way. Or you could hear the tone and you felt certain things, and it was common to almost all humanity. So suddenly the idea is, does sound itself and certain pure frequencies affect the divinity inside? Well, here is the answer. Yes, very much so. But I want to continue the answer into something you might not expect. When you hear these frequencies, you call them sound. You identify them as how many, perhaps, waves per second, or what you call hertz. And those waves per second you identify as a number, and those numbers then equate to certain sounds that make a difference for you. They even have names. You say there are this many or that many. But let's turn the page for a moment. All of that for you, everything that you describe, is only what you hear. Do you realize what I'm saying? What if there were a whole frequency set of sounds that you cannot hear? That might even go further than the ones that you identify as sound that you can hear. And the answer is yes on that one too. It even goes higher than that. Let's redefine sound for you. It's not sound, it's the effect of frequency. And it's not then just frequency in the air that reacts to that which you can hear. It's frequency in anything, perhaps, that vibrates at a certain level and has an effect on you. I told you something many times in the past. When you're on the other side of the veil, we sing your name in light. So let's just stop for a moment and ask the big question. What is the frequency of light? It's a very high one, of course, the wavelength, very small. What is the frequency of atomic structure as it vibrates into even a monoatomic form? Very, very, very high. Trillion times a trillion, you might say. And I'm here to tell you that your soul can hear that. That you can hear light. Hear it. Because that which you hear on the planet is only restricted to that which a human can have. A soul can hear anything that has frequency. So what if you could construct an orchestra from the colors of the universe, or that which is the light that you see even around you? What if it could have sonorities and chords and beauty that sung to you like you can hear that which sings to you in the human range as well? And if you're following that which I'm telling you, sound has an effect on all structure, even that which is your soul. So, dear ones, you get into this another question. Let me give this to you. As the human being starts to elevate in its frequency and become lighter on the way to an ascension status. In other words, when a human being starts to develop high consciousness, do higher sounds mean anything to you? Do they affect you differently? And the answer is yes. Is it possible for sounds beyond human hearing right now, as you sit there, would they have an effect on you even if you could not hear them? And the answer is yes. There is so much here about the attributes of sound itself, not just music, but sound itself, on the effect of everything that you have, both physically, multidimensionally, in your organs, in your brain, in your consciousness. All of those specify together who you are. And so when you start to analyze what the sounds themselves can do for you and within you, it's almost like magic. Prepare for some healing centers that present sounds you cannot hear, derivatives of the ones perhaps that you can hear, overtones that are so high that they go into what you would call the stratosphere of frequencies, that even have instruments that can't generate them well. That will affect you as well. It talks to the pineal, dear ones. It reminds you of the frequencies of light that you can hear when you're not here. This is all part of the ascended human being. And why do I give this to you now? What could be the possible reason why, after 35 years of channeling, I'm starting to talk perhaps in a different way to you? And here's why. As the veil thins, listen, as the veil thins, the sounds of the universe will become clearer to you, and some of them will sing your name in light. And all of those sounds together will create tonalities and sonorities that are the music of heaven to you, the music of your soul to you, and some of you are starting to hear them now. This is not your grandfather's world. This is not your grandfather's world, or even if he was a shaman, or your grandmother, if she was a shaman. It's not her world either. It is beyond even that. What is taking place here within your body will be reflected later in the consciousness of humanity. Right now, you are in a dark and light battle, dear ones. How would you like to have peace over the things that you're worried about? Why don't you open that, which is the portal, to the music of the universe as it starts to come into you and present itself? And you might say, oh, I want that. How do I do it? And I will tell you yet again something that you don't expect. You're born with it. All you have to do is turn it on. Dear Spirit, you might say, allow me to hear it in my own way, and maybe it is the love that I feel, the peace that I feel. Give me the sound of peace, and let it permeate me so that I may rest assured of my magnificence in this truly a new world. I am crying in love with all of you, telling you, history is not going to repeat itself. There are new things for you to learn and battles for you to win. Intolerance, enlightenment, and mastery. But that's why you're here. And so it is.